Does that sound like a plan?
As to me.
When was, Arlene, when were you, you said you had executive session stuff. When were you thinking about doing that?
I thought that was scheduled for on Friday afternoon.
It is.
Friday afternoon, okay.
It's financial issues, and so it'll relate pretty well to what we've already done in the workshop in the morning.
Right, and it's stuff that we absolutely have to have at the beginning of the meeting, I think. I mean, I don't know much more about it than vague intimations, but certainly the financial situation of the organization is a key issue, and we should get right onto it as soon as we can.
You know, I don't know the details yet either, but I do know that I wake up kind of going through it in my mind what I'm going to be saying and how, even though I don't have the details yet, and we should have the details by the middle of the week. I really have to wait until we close the books for March, and supposedly they're going to be closed on Friday, so that means I should be able to get the figures I need by, I think, Wednesday, and begin to put this together.
Okay, good. Well, I think we have it blocked out. What remains is what goes in the open sessions, and with the exception of the first executive session, what goes in the executive session on Sunday?
At this point, I'm not sure if there's any legal. I'm guessing there may be one legal issue. The other one isn't going to be settled by then.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that Ricardo has a lot of additional to report.
Okay. Well, if we need be, we can turn it into open session if there isn't. So we'll just have to wait a bit on that, and I'll contact Ricardo and get a better idea from him as to what he needs to do.
Right.
I guess what I'm thinking is that I'll ask people for any motions they want to put in. I'll basically put them in order as new business and put them into the open sessions that exist. I hope we can get through the whole. I would think we should be able to get everything we've got on the plate so far through. There may be stuff coming up out of the executive sessions where people want to make motions right then and there. We'll have to include some space for that.
George, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you said motions that we put in new business, for example, the audit committee motion that was referred to the in-person meeting, where would that go? Because that's not new business.
That was tabled, wasn't it?
It was tabled onto the in-person meeting.
Right. We, in setting the agenda, actually, I'm not entirely sure whether we'll have some time at the beginning to set the agenda, and then if you want to move to take it back from the table, I think that's the time to do it. And you are going to move that, and I presume you'll get permission for that. So at that point, we can just figure out where to put it, I suppose, or I can leave a space for it. Perhaps at the beginning of the meeting. I mean, probably the most sensible thing to do would be to continue as we've been doing, which is to go down these things in the order that they came in. There's also the question you raised about the committee reports, and those should be early on in the first public meeting, I would think, also. What do you think about that?
Can I continue?
Yeah.
I think considering the financial situation and what Tony Paul has told us repeatedly about the control issues in the foundation, I think it's imperative that we address that. Unless people don't think that that's important, I don't understand why, but I think that that should be addressed.
Well, Do you mean that independently of the motion that you had on the floor at the last meeting?
No, it's just we could discuss the motion, and I guess Arlene mentioned that she would have reports, so it would be organized. She and LeVar will be on the audit committee meeting Monday night, and we would take it from there. So that was already organized. No one anticipated that that would have been poo-pooed to the in-person meeting.
I'm not sure what we're talking about now. What was it that Arlene was going to organize?
The motion from the audit committee, in essence, yes, said that the CFO and the ED and the audit committee would work on the issues in the management letter, and that would get, I guess Arlene would give a report to the Pacifica National Board, because as Tony Pohl says, that, you know, the Pacifica National Board is responsible for that, and accountability is that's management's responsibility. So, had no problem. So I'm saying, since that got pushed to the in-person meeting, I want to make sure that that motion is addressed and passed.
Okay. So you want to bring it back from the table. And my understanding is that what Arlene is be talking about in the 2 hours before the open session on Friday is largely that kind of thing.
So are you suggesting that I at that point in time I could ask Arlene if she wouldn't mind to bring it off the table then? What are you saying?
No. She doesn't bring it off the table. The board brings it off the table. You just have to move that it comes off the table.
Which is what I said. Are you suggesting during Arlene's presentation that I move to bring it off the table?
No. That has to be an open session. I'm suggesting at the beginning of the open session, when we're setting the agenda,
okay,
that you move to bring it off the table.
I didn't realize that Arlene's discussion was all of it was going to be in the session.
I've got a question here. It was my understanding that the management letter is not necessarily public information, where the rest of the audit is. So is that something that we want to discuss in open session, or is it something that should be discussed at least first in executive session? I'm not sure of the answer to that. I'm posing this as a question.
The management letter that Tony presented to the audit committee, that can be in public session. It was already discussed in public session on the audit committee. There's nothing in there that should be held a secret.
Okay.
I mean, there are other things. I know what you're saying, Arlene, that need to be discussed in executive session that regard
But the issues that I was talking about earlier did not have to do with the management letter. They were other issues.
Right. I understand that. That's what I was trying to figure. I don't know.
It seems like there's two separate issues here. One is, how do you get what you wanted back on the agenda? And the other is getting a discussion of the management letter or on the agenda. Is that...
The management letter and the motion go together, and that's for public session. We would only do the public session stuff in public.
Okay. Well, I don't understand that why the management letter goes together with that motion. The motion, but in any case, the way to get it back on the agenda is just to move to take it off the table.
Okay. And where do I do that on behalf of the
board? You know, I'll check it out in the rules, but I think you do that when we set the agenda on Friday. On the first thing Friday will be setting the agenda, and at that point you would move to take off the table that motion. If it's approved by the board, it goes back on the agenda, and I would say it would go back on the agenda at the beginning of the agenda. It was a committee report. It's sort of my feeling is that we should probably do committee reports first in the open session on Friday.
Do you start with committee reports, or do you start with the executive director and the CFO reports?
I don't think we need to do the executive director and CFO reports. We will have had. Or do we, Arlene? I mean, we would have had plenty of reporting in the previous 2 hours. I mean, this is...
Well, at some point you're going to need a CFO report on the, you know, that goes through the finances. I mean, it's not going to be what was done in the morning on
yes.
how to read
yes.
them and how to address them, but you're going to want you know, a real report on the finances.
Right.
And I'm guessing that, I did ask LaVarne about that, and I honestly am not sure what she said, but I'm guessing that that could be close to an hour. I don't think that, you know, I have a lot additional that I need to put in a report, so my report can be, I think, fairly brief.
Okay. So we'll schedule reports from you and LaVarne as before the committee reports, then the committee reports, and then the rest of the open agenda items.
Hello. Are folks still here? Hi, this is Tracy.
Sorry, Tracy. In your absence, we filled in the blanks with up through Sunday. We're planning on having a meeting from 9 to 1, half of that being executive session and the rest open session, break for lunch at 1 and leave after that. On Saturday, the first 2 hours would be Arlene's, the programming initiatives committee of the whole discussion, followed by an hour of the affiliates issues, which is, and then after that we're going to break for lunch at 12 and come back at 1:30, really expecting people to get back by 2, and have a meeting. The open session will be from 2 to 4, and then going backwards, Friday is as you left it.
May I make a comment?
Yeah.
Sunday, you talk about running up to 1 o'clock. There's always checkout time is 12 o'clock usually, and there's always a big scurry, people getting their bags if they didn't get them early in the morning. Do we need to run up till? Do we need to run all the way up to? Because if we go to 1 o'clock, then it'll be 2 o'clock before we get back.
We're just leaving
at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Not having lunch, in other words.
I think we need to ask people to check out before 9.
Yeah, it's not a problem. They'll hold your bags. It's not a problem. You know.
So you're not talking about a lunch break. You're talking about just working through. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, and that sounds really well worked out, which is marvelous.
I have to duck out for about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll be right back, gang.
So before I just turn it over to you, back to you, Tracy, Nia, are you clear about what needs to happen in order for you to get the motion you want back on the table?
I will use my magnifying glass tomorrow to read how to remove something from the table.
Okay.
Or use the Robert's as to how to do it, as you all know, but
good.
I don't see that well. So I would check it. I don't, as long as the audit committee thing is treated fairly along with all the other committees, I don't have an issue with that. And I think it's
I think you can bring it back from the table in your committee report.
Yeah, I'm sure
you could do that.
I'm sure it could be done there, but are we going to get to committee reports? So maybe they should be put in alphabetical order, because some are going to be shorter than others.
I'm going to inquire of the people who are chairs and ask them how much time they need for what. Probably tonight. We're certainly going to get to it. I mean, you know, there's no question about that. We're not going to spend this entire meeting on committee reports.
And just to make sure that it doesn't get sent to some other committee again, you know, because we do have a responsibility. We should think about the foundation.
Okay.
Okay, so you got it back, Tracy.
Okay, I got it back. Okay, so it looks like we've basically done as much as we can do with the agenda. I'm assuming that from here, George and Arlene know kind of what the parameters are, and they'll get it in some sort of printed form. I think the other things that we mentioned that we wanted to do is we wanted to approve the minutes from the last meeting, which I'm sure that nobody has in front of them. Is that correct?
Don't be so sure. In just a moment, we can bring it up.
Okay. I don't think they're terribly controversial, actually. There's really not much on them except the two. No, I sent them a long time ago. I can send them again right now if people would like.
I'm back.
Okay.
Or, since frankly we've already done most of everything that's in them, if it's easier, we probably could kick this over to the next meeting. I don't know that.
I don't mind approving them. You did them, and I think, you know, it should be approved as soon as you can. When did you send the original version?
Who knows? I don't know. Quite a while ago.
Okay.
But let me pull them out, and I will send them again right now.
In the meantime,
maybe people can start thinking about the next coordinating committee meeting. We had agreed on for the first Wednesday of the month. The question is, do we need to meet again before the 23rd, or do we not?
I think that we ought to leave it as a possibility. We can cancel the meeting if we don't really need it, but I think we should get together one more time in case there are loose ends that need to be handled.
Okay. So it's a question of looking at the KPFTX calendar. Let me do that and see what dates might be available to us to reserve. Are you thinking right before the meeting, or are you thinking...
sort of the Monday or something like that, or Sunday. Enough time to do something and have it happen if there's something needs to be done.
Okay, hold on 1 second, and I'll open up the calendar and see what the possibilities are. Okay. Well, the weekend is open, April 10th and 11th. There is available time on the 14th and the 15th. And the weekend again, and that would be it. So perhaps Wednesday the 14th? 1 week from today?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Does that work okay for people?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, well then what I'll do is reserve it on the calendar, and I'll send out an email maybe Monday or Tuesday, and we can sort of poll and see if we feel like we need to meet.
Right.
And if not, it won't do any harm for us not to meet.
Tracy, I apologize. I had to step away, and I didn't want to interrupt. What did you just say? I'm sorry, about meeting?
We're setting up a tentative meeting for the 14th, and basically we're just going to wait and see if we need to take care of things or not. It's about a 50-50 meeting.
The 14th of April?
Yes, next week, just in case there are any last-minute things we have to take care of. And I'll send out an email on the 12th or the 13th saying either, yes, we're meeting or we're canceling.
Next week, that's when we have WBAI and WPFW's LSB meetings.
Oh.
I thought we said we would do the second Monday of the month.
That's our plan. We're just sort of trying to save a space for an emergency meeting if things...
Okay.
In terms of getting the meeting set up, don't look good. Could you make Thursday the 15th?
Thursday the 15th? Are people looking at KPFTX? Because I'm not.
I am.
Okay. And then there's nothing there?
Nope.
Okay.
How does that date work as a tentative date for other people? I know it's tax day.
Fine with me.
Not be available from the 14th through the 18th.
Okay. Well, then neither day. Well, since it sounds to me like it's a 50-50 meeting anyway, maybe we should go for the 15th and just sort of hold it in reserve. And if there's no need to meet, then there's no need to meet. And our next regularly scheduled meeting would be Wednesday, May. May 5th.
Oh, there was one item that LaVon asked us about. I think we're finished with the agenda as we set it up so far. Isn't that right?
Everything except for the approval of the minutes, which I can email while you're talking.
Okay. LaVon wanted to delegate somebody to be the point person on the next three in-person meetings.
Oh, yeah.
The obvious choice is the representative from the station where it's going to be held. Which would be you, Tracy.
I knew that was coming, and I think the answer to that is yes, I can, you know, I can do
okay.
that. I can start.
And then you, Nia, on. And then Richard.
Well, I liked that right up to the end.
Okay, well, Nia's not here to protest. She left early.
Okay.
But we'll assume that's okay, and I guess that Richard and I are consenting. Are you consenting, Richard?
I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, you can delegate if you want, you know, but just somebody take responsibility for it.
Really?
Okay.
Buddy.
So it sounds like I should email LaVarne and tell her who the reps are from each station?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So what I'm going to do is just send these minutes right now. I'm sorry, it just took me a little bit of time to find them.
I just found them, I believe, March 5th at 6:32 p.m. they came.
Which day?
March 5th.
Yeah, they are. I got them, too.
Okay. Well, there's an extra copy on the way. They are also posted at KPFTX, which can be a way to find them under that meeting date.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it didn't help, but they are. Okay. I think that's them. 311? Yeah, that must be it.
You're amazing, Tracy.
What? Did you find them there?
I found them. That you took these notes while chairing the meeting.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to do
That's
it again.
Amazing.
It was kind of It was not so easy. Okay, so I'm sending these. Eileen, you said you already had them, so I won't send them to you again.
Had them.
Okay. I don't think there's anything controversial about them. If people feel like they can approve them now, that's fine. If we want to put it off for the next meeting, that's okay.
I've scanned them, and I would approve them now.
They look fine to me. I just read them.
Yeah. Is there anyone who objects or wants more time? All right, then we will consider them approved without objection.
Okay.
When do people need to hear from me about whether we're meeting on the 15th? Is the day before okay, or do people want more time than that?
How about, could you maybe let us know on the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll stay in touch if we, you know, as we find out if things come up. And Rico, of course, will be critical in that, so.
Of course. So I will try to touch base with both you and him and see if it looks
right.
like we should meet, and Arlene as well, and LaVarne. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone, and I'll see you soon, either next week
okay.
or 2 weeks after that.
Great.
Okay, good night.
Thanks for a great job again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.